Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We are going to have a message from the Word of God, and we're also going to have some wonderful songs of inspiration. But before we get into the singing, each week I ask you to pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. And if you see me in town, please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing. People do that all the time, and it encourages me to keep this going. Now we get right into the singing today. Miss Sandy Payton is singing this wonderful song, That's When God Steps In.
When there's nothing but trouble on every side, and it's so dark I can't remember the light, I pray to find answers, but there's no way out. When I've seen the worst and my world's upside down,
that's when God steps in.
Over and over again,
when it looks like that all hope is gone in my,
he's waiting, taking his time. Oh, but his thoughts are so much higher than mine. Oh, he knows the perfect moment for my world to change. When all seems lost, he has all things in place.
That's when God steps in.
Over
I trust you enjoyed Ms. Payton's song. We're going to have another song in just a minute, but right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, So let me give you some very brief directions. If you will drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse, drive to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only to LaGrange Street. You will drive down LaGrange Street, past the Newnan High School, and drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Now, our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school, morning worship at 11, 6 p.m. the evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30 the children's ministries, and at 7 o'clock the teen ministries along with the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We'd be so thrilled, so honored to have you do that. Now we're getting right back into the singing. Phil Cross is singing, "Welcome to Heaven, My Child."
Lately I've been yearning for home, but my heart has already gone. With each step I take, I feel one step away from walking through pearly gates. Soon he'll call, announcing my entrance, and I'll go without a delay. Never laid in a hospital bed, for I long just to bow in his presence. Oh, and to hear my Redeemer say, he'll say, "Welcome to heaven, my child." He'll say, "Welcome to heaven, my child." Yes, you have run the race, and you have kept the faith. Child, welcome to heaven. You are my child. Golden Street, jasper walls and mansions bright, even a crystal river will sparkle in his light. All of heaven's beauties we all will share, but they'll never compare to the moment when he welcomes me there. Glory's angels will all step aside when he greets me with his arms open wide. He'll step down from his throne just for me alone, and face to face he will welcome me home when he says, "Well, love you, my child. Welcome to heaven, my child. For you have run, you've run that race, and you have kept the faith. So welcome to heaven, my child. You have run, you've run the race, you have kept the faith. Welcome to heaven, my child.
Now, just before the message, Squire Parsons Trio is singing "He's a Personal Savior."
You've heard about a place called heaven up in the blue. I'm glad that all my sins are forgiven, I'm telling you. I'd like to see you get this feeling you can receive. God's ready now to give this feeling if you believe. Oh, he's a personal savior.
A personal savior.
He's a personal friend.
He's mine,
yes,
I know.
I love him so.
Did my heart.
Yes, he did my heart.
A personal favor. That's why I
tell it out wherever I may go.
Down and from the path,
I'll
never
I'm
away.
Never
for he's a friend.
He's a friend.
He's a personal friend.
Well, how about the tenor singing of Mr. Bo Sullivan on that? All right. I like that West Virginia yodel there.
Don't ever try to quench the spirit when God's around. Some people seem to get so near him, then turn him down. Judgment, you're gonna see the Savior that you pass by. Think how you're gonna feel that morning when others cry.
Oh,
he's a personal Savior.
A personal Savior.
He's mine,
yes,
I
know.
I love him so.
He did my heart.
Yes, he did my
a personal
favor.
That's why I
tell it out wherever I may go. When I am blue
and feeling oh so low down,
he'll take me through.
Oh, and
from the path that is mine,
I'll never waver.
For
he's a friend.
He's a friend. He's a friend.
He's a personal friend.
When I am
and feel oh so low
down,
he'll take me through. Oh, Satan, get me down. And
from the path that is mine,
I'll never more waver.
He's a personal friend. He's a friend, he's a friend, he's a personal friend. Oh, he's a friend. He's a personal friend.
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, and I want to speak on in his time. As we read these verses of Scripture, we realize that God's timing is the best time. In verse number 1, listen. To everything there's a season, a time to every purpose under heaven. And in verse 2, it says, a time to be born and a time to die. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. In verse 3, it says, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. In verse 4, it says, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, and a time to mourn, and a time to dance. Verse 5 says, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. Verse 6 says, a time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak up. In verse number 8, it says, a time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. But the writer of Ecclesiastes goes on to say in chapter 3, verse 11, the first part, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. When you look around the earth that has been created by God, drive out into the country area and see the beauty of the forest. Beside a river, to see the trickling waters as they trickle down the stream. See what God has created and enjoy God's beauty. It was created for our purpose, and it was in his time, God's time. But then we go to the book of Galatians, and we see in chapter 6, verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We shall reap if we faint not. Oh, listen, we are challenged to be faithful. And when we get stressed out, so to speak, when troubles overwhelm us, if you please, and circumstances invade us, we get weary, don't we? There's a time when we will be weary. It says we should not faint. What he's really saying is lean on Jesus. The gospel song says learning to lean. Lean on Jesus. So you see, when God wrote these words through the writer of the Ecclesiastes, he was simply saying, there's a time for everything. But most of all, there's a time for God. Because in due season, the time when it comes, our time to cross over, if we know the Lord Jesus Christ, we know beyond a shadow of doubt that we are part of the family of God. And there's no dread in that. There's no fainting away, if you please, when we know that we have a personal relationship with God. Let's look at God's time, which simply is not our time. We must understand God has his time, and we must fit ourselves, our plans within his timing. You see, because God sees from the beginning to the end. Oh, listen. In chapter 3, verse 11, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. We don't understand God. We don't understand all these scientists try to figure it out. They have to work out equations or try to work out equations. They try to figure it out mathematically how all this came to be. My dear friend, it's simple. God, in the beginning, God. It says in the beginning, God created the world. Oh, listen. He was there when it all started. And when the dust has settled, my dear friend, he will still be God. He's faithful in his plan, and he's never panicked over one thing. We get sort of upset. We panic when things go contrary to what we want it to, and we get so stressed out over those things. But listen to what the Apostle Peter writes in his second epistle. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord is 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as one day. Oh, there's a sermon that could be preached on that one text of Scripture. God does not operate within time. God operates outside of time. We, as human beings, this world operates within 24-hour time frame, if you please. And my dear friend, God watches, He sees and knows all, but He does not operate in our time. I could go on and explain infinity, what He means by the beginning and the end, but time does not permit today. But God does not operate in our time. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, the Bible says, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You see, God wants every person to be saved. God wants every person to be in His family in heaven. God wants us to dwell with Him permanently in heaven. And the gospel is a whosoever will gospel. You see, the message is to whosoever will. You must receive that message and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. That way you have access to heaven. Let's look at God's timing that is always perfect now. We learn there's a future blessing in waiting upon the Lord. I have learned that from experiences through the years. There's many times when I got impatient and I decided, well, I could just handle the situation, circumstance myself. And then to learn only that I had not waited on the Lord and that I messed up and the Lord had to come along and straighten out the mess that I had made. I'm sure some of you have experienced that as well. Hey, listen, it's better to wait on the Lord. His time and His ways are far better than our ways. In Psalms 27, verse number 14, the psalmist says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall thine heart wait, I say, upon the Lord. Listen, we are to wait upon the Lord. He will increase us if we just simply wait on the Lord. And in our heart, we will understand that He and He alone is the one that is bringing us through these difficult times, meeting our needs, our particular circumstances, or even our worship, even our praise, our longing to have fellowship with Him. We also learn this. There's a future heartbreak when you don't wait on the Lord. Go with me now to the book of Genesis, chapter 21, verse 2, and we read these words. Talking about Sarah and Abraham. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set of time which God had spoken to him. You see, God had promised that Abraham's seed would be an everlasting seed. God had made this promise to Abraham that he would have a son. But in his old age, he thought it was past his time of producing a son. His wife Sarah sort of grew impatient and she wanted a child. So she took it upon herself to send her handmaiden in to her husband Abraham. And she conceived a son. But that son was never the son of promise. You see, God had made a promise, but they got ahead of God. Have you ever gotten ahead of God? Has God told you that certain things was going to happen in your life, a blessing that He was going to send your way? But instead of waiting on that promise to come, you got ahead of God and you missed the blessing. Oh, it's so easy to do that, my dear friend. But you see, later on, God blessed Sarah to have the son of promise. You know the history. You know the Bible teaching on that. So, you see, we need to wait on the Lord. God's timing is also to be trusted. Let me say, you don't need to know God's timing, but He knows what's best for us. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7, listen now as I read these words. And He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in His own power. God knows what he's doing. So many times we jump ahead of God and we pay the consequences. God cannot bless our efforts, but when we wait patiently upon him and allow him and him alone to guide our footsteps, it's always a faithful walk. When some things are not happening, we are still to keep his way. Just because it has not happened in our time and the way we want it to. In the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 34, listen, wait on the Lord, keep his way, he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cast out, thou shalt see it. And then we see in Hebrews 11, 6, we become impatient, anxious, and over obvious signs of distrust. God sees all these things, but in verse 6 he says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. That's God. Without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, what about you today? Have you waited patiently on the Lord? You see, it is by faith that we walk today. If God has promised it, we should believe it. Now, we're human. We're not perfect. There are many times when we get into the position of wondering, well, maybe I could work this thing out. Me, myself, I've had that to happen, only to have God straighten it out. But listen, God's timing makes everything beautiful and good. In Ecclesiastes 3:11, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Listen, in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work of that God maketh from the beginning to the end. We don't understand God. I don't understand, but I believe. Because you see, I read the book, and I know his promise is there, and I know what he's already done in my life, and I know what he can do in your life today. You see, there was a time I was without God. I was a good little Christian boy, quote unquote, but I did not have Jesus Christ living in my heart. There is a difference, my dear friend. You see, just because your name's on a church roll does not mean you're on heaven's roll. Be sure you're born again. He brings good things out of all things. In Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. You see, it's his purpose, his will for our lives. I trust today you're walking with Jesus. If not, get in the book. Find out what God wants in your life. You'll not be disappointed. Your life will be blessed. Your circumstances will improve. You can trust God. You see, he loves you because he died on Calvary's cross for your sins. I trust you know him today. If you don't, get on your knees right now and ask the Lord to come into your life. He'll do that. Until this same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying goodbye. God bless you and go with God.